Hundreds of Spaniards and Palestinians gathered in front of the Israeli embassy in Madrid to commemorate the anniversary of Nakba Day, or the Day of Catastrophe. It was 63 years ago when Palestinians were forcibly evicted from their land and homes by Israel. Protesters shouted slogans and demanded the termination of diplomatic relations between Spain and Israel.
We want the Palestinian people to know that even though our government overlooks the humanitarian crimes in Gaza, we the people stand beside you. We are ashamed to see how money prevails over human rights. And we urge our government to cut all ties with Israel.
The Freedom Flotilla II, named after the first Freedom Flotilla, which Israel attacked on May 2010, leaving 9 activists dead, is bound to set sail to Gaza in June. Like its predecessor, the Freedom Flotilla II will attempt to break the illegal blockade on the Gaza Strip. According to diplomatic sources, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recently telephoned Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero to urge the Spanish government to stop its citizens from participating in the Freedom Flotilla II. The mission will depart from various European ports.
Israel is not being penalized economically or politically by the international community for ignoring its international obligations and not allowing Palestinian refugees to return to their homelands. Therefore, it is up to us to demand a just solution to the humanitarian crimes against Gaza.
On Wednesday, the Spanish Ministry of Foreign Affairs issued a statement saying that the government strongly advises against any vessel of the initiative Freedom Flotilla to travel to Gaza, as it cannot guarantee the safety of its participants.
As you can see, Spaniards in large number have marked the 63rd anniversary of Nakba, the day of catastrophe. They have sent a strong message to the international community that the Palestinian cause concerns not only all Arabs and Muslims, but also people here. They have also asked the Spanish government to cut ties with Israel as long as it continues violating international laws on occupied Palestinian territories. Sonia Laboun, Press TV, Madrid.